Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. I pray as we share this time together, your heart will be encouraged and you will be strengthened in the Lord, whatever difficulties you're facing. I pray the Lord just stir your faith to know that you are walking hand in hand with the Lord. If you've decided to follow Jesus, remember that old song we used to sing years ago, decades ago, "Take this whole world, but give me Jesus." And as the world gets darker and darker, isn't that exactly how your heart feels? Because this world offers us nothing. And as we see events spiraling out of control, societies and nations in upheaval, where there's such disaster and trouble and heartache on the face of the earth, there's only one remedy and there's only one answer, and His name is Jesus. And I pray that you have found comfort and refuge in the name of the Lord, because He is a strong tower to us. But what I'd like to do today is to talk about trees. I'm going to, with the help of the Lord, look at some trees in Scripture, and I would ask a question: which tree do you choose? And before we go into the Word of the Lord, let's just ask the Lord to bless the Word of God and our time together. Father, I thank you for every person, and I praise you, Lord, that you will give me the ability, the anointing to share what is on your heart, and also, Lord, that we would have the ears to receive, our spirits would be open. And Father, we just thank you for that ongoing work of the Spirit in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you are bringing your body into a wholehearted commitment to serving the Lord Jesus with all of their heart, with all of their soul, with all of their strength. And so, Father, thank you that you would anoint the Word as we share these next few moments together. Beloved, our generation, the time in which we are now living, is pushing God to the sidelines of their lives. And I'm talking about many Christians, those who name the name of Christ, those who, if you ask, they say, "Oh yes, I'm a Christian." They may even go to church. But beloved, I have been so burdened in my heart for those who are on the sidelines. I've been hearing reports of many who have just sort of fooled around with the things of God. They've heard the gospel, and I believe God is putting us the searchlight of His presence, and He's tightening the reins, because too many are in the valley of decision. And Christians, if they name the name of Christ, they need to understand what is required to be a servant of the Lord and a disciple of Christ. Jesus said, if you love father, mother, possessions, loved ones more than me, you're not worthy of me. Our Lord is a jealous God, and He's looking for a wholehearted commitment and relationship with Him. And as we do that, beloved, it's not a hard, difficult pathway, but God calls us to walk this path with Him hand in hand, and it's from glory to glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Now, that may not be the experience of some, but it's because perhaps there are areas in our lives that God is wanting to deal with, and we've refused in stubbornness or rebellion, or we've become lukewarm, we've been enticed by the things of the world. You know, when Jesus gave the parable of the seed, that good seed that was sown among thorns, it it didn't thrive because it didn't have, it was choked off by the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. And so, beloved, we would do well in the day in which we are living to take heed unto ourselves. The day of the Lord draws nigh. Multitudes, nominal Christians, and I don't know what the percentage is, but many, if there was a poll, they'd say, oh yeah, here in America, oh yes, we're Christian. We have been known as a Christian nation, and that seems very sadly to be changing. Multitudes crowd the Lord out of the center of their lives, and they leave only the edges to Him. Oh, a great many Christians want the Lord around when He's needed, or in the time of trouble, when He's useful to them, but they don't really want Him bothering them when there isn't a need. Does that sound terrible? But that is really, truly the case of many. And as I said, I've been hearing some rather dramatic things that God has allowed to happen. Just recently, I was talking to a dear friend, and this brother who has heard the gospel and is beginning to walk the path had something, had it not been the Lord, he would have been destroyed. He would have been killed. But the effect of that was to bring him to a serious commitment to the Lord. He woke up and he's now starting to go to church, and God is beginning to complete that work. You see, we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Why? Because we need to hear the word of God. We need the fellowship of the saints. We need the anointing of God that occurs when people are praising God with all of their heart. In His presence is fullness of joy, and He inhabits the praises of His people. So God has a reason, a very good reason in His word when He asks us to do certain things. And so, beloved, God is doing a work of perfection. He spoke to Abraham, 99 years old. He said, walk before me and be thou perfect. Now, we will never be totally perfect in this earthly natural life. We will always battle the world, the flesh, and the devil. But in our heart, we can be perfect. We can be undivided. David had an undivided. He had a perfect heart. He was called a man after God's own heart. And so, the last enemy, beloved, is, well, Scripture says, is death, of course. That's when we will be fully redeemed. We'll have our new glorified body. But as far as our earthly existence right now is concerned, you and I, brother and sister, you know, the last enemy and the hardest enemy we have to fight, it's not the devil. Jesus was very clear. He's given us power over all power of the enemy. So it's not demonic oppression if we will follow the pattern of Jesus, which He established in the Gospels. After His 40 days and 40 nights, He was tempted sorely by the devil in the wilderness. He quoted the Word of God. The Word of God tells us, be submitted to God. That's the first criterion. You'd better be submitted to God. And if you are submitted to God in obedience, in yieldedness, then you resist the devil. He will flee from you. Does that mean, you know, you do it once and that's forever? No. even in the word, it says the devil left him for a season, Jesus. And so, beloved, yes, we are in spiritual warfare, but He's given us the spiritual weapons. He's given us the armor of God. But the last enemy, it's not the devil, beloved, it's self. It is because it's part of our fallen nature, we have put self on the throne. We want what we want when we want it. And even the most dedicated, serious Christians following God find that that is a continual battle to be able to yield, according to the Word of God, all the things that we would rather do. We need to come to the place, and the Spirit of God is bringing us there, where we can really say with our whole heart, yea, Lord, we delight to do Thy will. Thy law is within my heart. And the way of the Lord is strength to the upright, and it's joy. When we are obeying the Lord, it gives the most wonderful earthly experience we can know this side of heaven. We have an abundant life, which Jesus has promised. And many who have not experienced that abundant life is because of disobedience or ignorance of the word. there's something that is hindering their spiritual growth. And beloved, that is my desire, that as I pray for you, CM partners, every day I'm asking God for divine protection, and that they will come into the measure, the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's the Holy Spirit's job for the church today. And so, well, I haven't even gotten into the message yet, but what I want to share, I said, well, I was going to talk about trees. Which tree do you choose? Today, we have a choice, brother and sister. We can eat of the tree of life, or we can eat of the tree of death. I want to refer to Genesis, the third chapter. And in this chapter of the Bible, we see what occurred when the serpent was inhabited by Satan, and he spoke to Eve first, and he said, "Yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree in the garden?" Of course, Eve responds, "Well, yeah, we can eat all the fruit of the trees, but the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it." And then the first lie that came to mankind, of course, the devil probably really lied to the heavenly host, those that chose, the one-third that chose to decide to go over and on his side and rebel against God. But he says, "For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, that your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." And you know what? That was a true statement. That's exactly what happened. Behold, what the Lord says in verse 22 of that same chapter. "And the Lord God said, behold, the man has become as one of us, to know good and evil." So the devil was absolutely correct. And however, so she was deceived. No one had lied to Eve before. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise, well, she took of the fruit of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. She ate, she gave to her husband, who also did eat. He was not deceived, but he saw that he willingly disobeyed the Lord. Well, my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I love you, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. Until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.